بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: كان غلام يهودي يخدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فمرض فأتاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعوده، فقعد عند رأسه فقال له: أسلم. فنظر إلى أبيه وهو عنده فقال: أطيع أبا القاسم. فأسلم. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقول: الحمد لله الذي أنقذه من النار. رواه البخاري. To complete this incident which we began the discussion previously, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that there was a Jewish youngster who was in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we mentioned, this could be in the equivalent of our today's understanding of someone who is employed for domestic labor in our homes, or even in our businesses. It was a non-Muslim Jewish youngster, yet the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam exhibited towards this youngster is that Anas radiallahu ta'ala who says the youngster became ill. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to visit him whilst he was sick. As we mentioned, based on other riwayat, this constituted some distance which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked to make this iyadatul marid, visiting of the sick. In this case, a non-Muslim, a Jew in Madinah Munawwara. This illustrates quite clearly for us the importance of exhibiting akhlaq and character to those in our employ, first and foremost, even and particularly if they are non-Muslims. The akhlaq and character of Islam, to have this concern and worry for the hidayat of those who are working for us. We are supposed to be worried for the hidayat of the whole mankind, but those who are working for us, particularly in our context today, our domestic servants in our homes, give them to eat what you eat, give them to wear what you wear, and particularly display before them what we call the akhlaq and character of Islam. Treat them with respect, particularly in the context of what we say. Unnecessarily insulting, using colorful language, etc. These are things which create what we call nafrat, hatred, dislike in the hearts of people. Then to say, I'm worried for the hidayat of humanity, reading in every rakat of every salah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah, give hidayat to the whole humanity, making dua for hidayat. This, and then the treatment, we are not displaying Islam. This is where it becomes very, very problematic. It's important that we display the akhlaq and character of Islam. Have the worry for them, but together with that, show them what is Islam. And Islam, لَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ إِيمَانُ أَحَدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبُهُ وَلَنْ تَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبُهُ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ لِسَانُ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, istiqamat, perfection, height of iman is impossible until one's heart reaches istiqamat. And istiqamat of the heart is impossible until yastaqima lisanu, until you gain control over your tongue. This tongue is something that will make one's jannat or it will make one's jahannam. Particularly in the treatment and the conduct we exhibit towards, as we mentioned yesterday, our wives and children, parents, and towards those who are subordinate, those who are working for us. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him, and then look at the another important etiquette of visiting of the sick, in this case a non-Muslim, that we learn from this hadith. فَقَعَدَ عِنَّ رَأْسِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat at the head of this child. He sat at the head of this youngster. So from this, ulama ikram mentioned that when you go to visit someone who is sick, show that affection. Don't be hard and don't be distant. Let there be some physical contact with that person. Sit at the head, place the hand on the person. make dua for the person, etc., as we'll see in the coming chapters. And then فَقَالَ لَهُ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, أَسْلِمْ, accept Islam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, perhaps through wahi or through just a sixth sense that the time of departure for this youngster from the world is very, very near. In other words, he was terminally ill. Based on other riwayat, his name was Abdul Quddus. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, أَسْلِمْ, accept Islam. فَنَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ وَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ So what did this youngster do? He looked towards his father. Father, who was present at that time. Obviously, the family will be worried. The child is very, very sick. So the father was present. Father was kafir, disbeliever. Very, very important. Learn. A very, very important etiquette or usul or principle we learn from this reaction of this father. One is a father, believer, or in more important, this was a disbeliever. More important when you are a father of Iman, the Sharia teaches us that the father should encourage his child towards truth and goodness, even if he does not practice. This, very often we hear this, that how can I give dawah to someone? How can I make tabligh when I'm not practicing? Ulama say, two wrongs don't make a right. Dawah and tabligh is your responsibility. Conveying the message of Allah Ta'ala, conveying the way of life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, having fikr and concern for the hidayat of humanity, this is your responsibility. It's not your responsibility because of the tabligh jamaat. It is your responsibility because of the kalima. Our kalima is made up of one integral belief, which is not articulated, but it's understood in the meaning of the kalima. La ilaha illallah, there is no deity besides Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, literal translation, is the messenger of Allah. Important requirement of that belief is the final messenger of Allah. La nabiyya ba'da, no other nabi to come. So because of that belief, la nabiyya ba'da, there is no other nabi to come, da'wat and tabligh, the worry for the hidayat of humanity, is our responsibility. And ulama ikram say, zimnan, isharatan, directly, indirectly, plus minus 400 verses in the Quran, Allah is commanding you and I the importance of conveying the message of Allah, having the worry for the hidayat of humanity. So that is one command of Allah. Practicing upon Shariat is another command of Allah. Now, because you are not doing one, doesn't mean that becomes justification not to do the other. I am not practicing, so I cannot make tabligh. That is incorrect. Make tabligh is one command of Allah. Practice upon Shariat is another command of Allah. Both have to be done. If you're not doing one, it's not justification not to do the other. In the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kafir is giving dawat, making fikr for the hidayat of someone in the presence of Rasulullah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's action, whatever took place in front of him, constitutes Shariat. So from this we learn, even if a person is not practicing, he still is encouraged to give dawat, to encourage others. So this father, when the youngster, nadhara ila abihi, youngster looks towards his father, faqala ati'a bal qasim. What does this Jew say? Ati'a. And look at the arrogance even in this instance. Not just arrogance. If you have to analyze, and I'm digressing, if you have to analyze what was the very, very big obstacle to the Jews, particularly of Madinah Munawwara, الَّذِينَ يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Many places in the Quran, Allah tells us clearly, in no unequivocal sense, very, very clearly, many places in the Quran, Allah tells us that the Jews, particularly of Medina Munawara, they knew that he was the final messenger of Allah. They knew it with absolute certainty. Quran is haq, la rayba fi, there is no doubt in the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala says it, how clearly they knew it, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They recognized him like they recognized their own children, like they knew this is my child. They knew this was the Nabi of Allah. They knew it. Yet why didn't they accept? Why were they deprived of hidayat? One place Allah Ta'ala, like I said, I'm digressing. One place Allah Ta'ala tells us, حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Why? حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ, out of jealousy. Out of jealousy. And ulama say, if you analyze this emotion of jealousy, what is jealousy actual? Why is jealousy so harmful? And what is jealousy actually, if you break it down? Ulama say, jealousy is displeasure with the taqdeer of Allah, with Allah's distribution. What is jealousy? Somebody is richer than you, more handsome than you, more educated than you, has got, in your perception, benefits that you wanted. It's no kamal or achievement of that person. It's Allah's distribution. So your problem is with Allah. You are questioning Allah's taqdeer. You are fighting with Allah's system. Nahnu qasamna. Allah says, we distribute. Not in any... Not, you don't decide. Allah distributes. Ma kana lahum al-khayra. No human being has any choice in deciding who's male, who's female, who's handsome, who's intelligent, who's whatever. Everything is in Allah's hands. So your problem is with Allah. You are questioning the taqdeer of Allah, the distribution of Allah. This is why this is such a dangerous thing. Such a dangerous thing that Quran tells us jealousy can deprive you of hidayat. Jealousy can deprive you of iman. Jealousy can destroy your deen. So this is why we have to be very, very careful. Like I said, I digress. When it comes to the Jews, particularly of Madina Munawara, Alladina Atenahum al-Kitab, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. Allah says, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, they recognized him like they recognized their own children. So when نَذَرَ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ وَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ, this youngster looks towards his father who is present at that time. So, like I said, stubbornness, jealousy. He wants to guide his own child. Yet even here, we see that element of reservation and what we call Ghaman, pride, arrogance. Ati' Abul Qasim. He doesn't say Ati' Rasulullah or Ati' Muhammad. Listen to Muhammad or listen to the Messenger of Allah. He says Ati' Abul Qasim, father of Qasim. That was one of the kunyats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Jew tells this child, tells his son, Ati' Abul Qasim. Obey. In other words, accept what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to you. But he uses the word Abul Qasim. فَأَسْلَمْ, the youngster accepted Islam in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shortly thereafter this youngster passed away. فَخَرَجَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the home of this Jewish youngster who had accepted Islam. وَهُوَ يَقُول, Sahaba, they could see it resplendent on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The extreme joy, the extreme happiness, the light steps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the elation that was evident, and with the words on his lips, Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhahu minan nar. All praise is due to Allah, shukr to Allah who saved him from Jahannam. This is the crux, this is the essence. Become a means of saving those whom we come into contact with from Jahannam. If it is a non-Muslim, when you visit him also, if he becomes sick, visit him with this intention. How Allah can use you for the hidayat of that person. Allah gives the face.